Testing, testing. Microphone. Ha. Check one. What up, y'all? This your boy, Holiday. I know you're not used to the podcast starting off this way, but I want to explain to y'all what's going to be going on in the near future. So, if you've been listening to discussions over the past 3 years, you know that we usually take breaks around this time. It has become the American holiday season, so it's time to do family stuff. We have families. Me, Dre, D, Prince, now we have families that we need to take some time out and show them that we love them because we pretty much work year round. So we definitely want to take this time off and show our family some love, regroup mentally. Well, not me. I don't care about regrouping mentally. But I do need to basically do the admin work on the back end of this stuff. So anyway, who decided to text my computer at this time? I guess I should be turning my sound off anyway. But so what we did is me and Prince got together on our last episode of discussions, and we spoke and we discussed everything. But it was so long, I decided to cut that up into three parts. So today I'm going to give you part one. We're going to give you part two next week. And the week after, you should get part three. So without further ado, here we go. One, two, three. In the nah, he thought I was gonna do that shit again.
Yeah, I was like, okay, nigga, start over again.
Start over and get it right this time. Nope. I guess I should say shout out to Pastor Troy. So I ain't gonna lie, the Intimate Estate album,
yeah,
the one that I played that little snippet of,
yeah,
that's probably the best album I've heard from him since Troy.
Yeah.
The introduction to a gladiator. The introduction to a gladiator. The introduction to a gladiator. But he got a song that's like a...
I knew this dude that was so stupid that he thought Gladiator was a porno.
I mean, that would be a very good porno. It better be.
Where did I hear that from? That's not my joke.
Oh. This one right here. I can't play it all, so. I just wanna see you sign in the motherfucker now. Let me see you sign in the motherfucker now. That's all I'm gonna play. Yeah. So that's the kind of shit I told somebody at work the other day.
Yeah.
They was like, dog, you listen to some crazy shit. I was like, yeah, my music kind of give away the kind of shit I used to be into. Because I love bang, 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 bang. I love bang music.
Yeah, I mean, that was my flavor of music back in the day, too. Well, it still is, actually. Just you don't hear it as much anymore.
People get shot and killed on the music I listen to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, man. So, listeners, how y'all doing?
The fuck?
Good morning, evening, or afternoon.
I guess you're trying a new thing with that voice.
Yeah. You're listening to Discussions on the Distraction Network. I'm your host, the sexy. Tall, long hair, don't care. Polo wearing, formal thug, known as Holiday. I'm here with my co-host, Prince.
How y'all doing?
I was trying not to laugh. I was trying not to laugh, dog.
This nigga.
Yeah, bro. All right. Dog, so this is our last planned recording of discussions for the year. So if you're listening right now, you're not going to hear from us again until like January.
Yeah, a birthday month.
Okay, then February.
This motherfucker.
I'm joking.
I will say this, though. Do I look like a guy that has a plan?
No.
So, make sure you pay attention to the fact that he said planned podcast.
So, yeah, this is the last planned podcast. So, we're going to, if we decide we're going to put something in this feed later, throughout the time, we will. Like, so November, December, early January, before we actually start again, there might be a couple of droppings put in here. We're officially off after this podcast. Well, he's officially off after this podcast. I'm officially off after I get the editing done on this podcast. So for the last podcast of 2019, we want to go through a quickie. Y'all remember the quickies. But on this quickie, it's going to be me and Prince.
I just feel like I just don't like the way you phrase that.
So, if you listen to the podcast, which you don't, you would know that quickies are the episodes where we cover more than one topic and we just go through the topic.
Oh, okay. Okay. See, I thought it was a pause moment again.
Yeah. So, like last week on the quickie, on Freestyle Friday quickie, we did Allyson Phoenix and I did it again. I call her Phoenix. I keep calling her Phoenix. Allyson Felix and Simone Biles. And then I covered three artists that I'm feeling.
Oh, Allyson Phoenix.
It was a black woman day. Allyson Felix.
Allyson Phoenix.
Allyson Phoenix, yeah.
I would think about that.
Yeah.
All right. I would think about that. Whoever you, Allyson.
I'm going to get a... if I get a female rapper, that's what I would name her, Allyson Phoenix.
Allyson Phoenix.
And I would write all her rhymes, and they would be nasty as hell. She talk about sticking flutes in her pussy. Yeah.
That was...
Spitting 40 bottles out.
I knew a female wrestler, her name was Allyson, and her last name was Wonderland. I thought that was kind of dope.
Yeah, Allyson Wonderland. Whoa. That was a wrestler?
Yeah, her name was... First name
Did
was Allyson.
Did she wrestle poles?
No, she was like on some like one of those I guess at the time the company was smaller. But I don't really know much about her. I just read the name. I thought that was a dope ass concept. Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah, that is. That's a good porn name or a stripper name too. So, if you are would like to be a stripper and you need a manager, Alice in Wonderland, come on with it. If I see you dancing with Alice in Wonderland, I'm gonna point back to this episode and sue you.
Do strippers have managers?
All the $1 bills that you made that night.
Call me a novice, but do strippers have managers? I figure like
some strippers have pimps.
I figured that the dude runs the damn strip
club. They call them managers.
I figured that the nigga that runs the strip club will be the manager.
He's like, so the way strippers work, mostly, almost all the ones I know, they rent a locker.
Okay.
So to rent the locker for the night, it might be, depending on the club, $100, $200, $300 for the night. Nigga, they gonna make that in a dance.
I'm just saying that was the first time I heard that. I didn't dive that deep into the world of stripping.
You could rent. So strippers usually they rent the locker. They pay, we'll say $100, right?
Yeah.
So they'll go in, they pay $100. And don't know if they pay $100 for the night or $100 for an hour or two or whatever like that. But I know they pay for the locker And I'm going to tell you from the way I remember, from when I used to promote my shows. We hired some strippers before, a few times.
Yeah.
So we will pay the stripper fee for the night. It'll be basically $100 a girl. And for that $100 a girl, they go out there and they make all the money they can.
Yeah.
Right? What they did at the end of the night, they just paid us our $100 back.
Yeah.
And then they paid us basically the rider fee. Because we basically got them down here, we set them up and everything like that for the night. So they paid their rider fee and stuff like that. But as far as the strippers go, they paid that $100. They got out there, and within 15, 20 minutes, they done made their money back.
Okay.
So it's cool. And but meanwhile, the club promoter, he done charged 100 girls $100. So he done made, what, $10,000 just off the strippers alone?
Yeah.
Excuse me. And then you got the Johns coming in. Johns paying $20 at the door.
Yeah.
You go get like 500 of them motherfuckers running through the night. So that's another 20.
Okay. Well, math is right there.
And then the liquor on top of that shit. Like, them club promoters, man, they got to pay a hell of a lot of insurance.
Yeah.
But each night, if you have a good club, I'm saying 500 people, but let's say the club holds 100 people. So that's 100 people, 100 strippers. So, yeah. So let's say the club holds 100 people. You don't expect a man to stay in a strip club longer than an hour or two.
Right.
So if you open that bitch up at 8 o'clock and it's packed by 9 o'clock and you don't close that bitch down till 4 o'clock, so they start straggling the knot right around 3, then each hour you're looking at making, if you're charging $20 at the door, $100, that's about $2,000 an hour.
Yeah, the math right then.
Yeah. So, So, with all of that said, I'm going to holler at my wife about opening a strip club. I ain't never sat down and just put that math together, but I know a woman whose husband used to promote strippers, so.
Was she one of them?
He did that full time. So I will see if my math is right on that. And if my math right, that's something I want to get into.
Yeah. I mean, Yeah, you guys got to find the club to open.
Yeah, you just find a building.
That's one of those field of dream
things.
You
want to find a building away from stuff, and then you need just the proper security.
That just reminded me of this guy that he doesn't work with me, but he works for the same. He worked for the same company that I worked for at the time, right? And he would actually come into our location because it's kind of like one of those things where it's good to be there for him, right? To pick up like scragglers for his side of the business.
Yeah.
And saying like something out of the way, that made me think about the fact that he decided to start telling us about all the massage parlors that give happy endings in town.
Oh.
And he was like,
was that here or in Columbia?
In town, here.
Oh, yeah. We go talk on mic. I'm joking.
And he was, we were just talking. And I don't know what brought this up. I think it was me, the fact that I'm not a big fan of massage parlors.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, that's a fucking stranger.
Even not the ones that give you a happy ending at the end?
I've never been to those ones. I wouldn't go to Michelle's parlor.
I think he told you the ones that you can go to, you didn't go?
No, I don't. Dog, do you see trick written on my forehead?
Like, it ain't tricking if you got it, homie.
You got 350s and 820s?
You said, do I have 350s and 820s?
Yeah.
You, let's see that.
Soldier Slim?
Okay, the one 820s would be $160. He said 350, so you can carry the one. $310? Yeah.
Let's break that down a little bit. Like, if I was gonna go to a massage parlor that just gave happy endings, then you might as well just go to a strip club or just find some hole to pay and fuck that night.
Well, it depends on the difference in the cost, because vagina costs more than a hand. Sweet. And then if you just get a happy ending, you got a full body massage with that.
Well, listen, I believe in pushing it to the limit. So I'm just gonna get a hoe. Fuck that night. Get tell this, move on. But if I'm going to like a regular massage parlor, like I don't know the fuck you, like get the fuck away from me. I don't know what you're touching me. Anyway, I think that's how the story started. And then out of the blue, he just started telling us about all the happy inner spots. Like, I mean, he had it detailed, everything. And I was like, bruh, I just don't remember asking you about this.
You should have wrote all that down. That was me. I would have, not now because I'm married, but back in my single diver world, all that down. Let me go get a massage. If I could pay $40 for a massage, and then I could pay $45 for a massage and a happy ending, and I was single, yes.
You know what he reminded me of? And we were talking about him before we started recording. He reminded me of Fleece Johnson. And I don't mean like the Boondocks version of him. I'm talking about the actual lockup video. Mm-hmm. The fact that he was just talking about us for casually.
Take your time.
The fact that he was we at work. Why are you talking about like tricking off? Oh, yeah, work. He was so casual about it. Like it was no problem. Like it was just a thing. I was like, you go there a lot, don't you?
I mean, if you was at work with me about 5 years ago, before I matured,
yeah,
that was me. I talk about that shit all day.
I remember when I found a difference between a gentleman's club and a strip club in Columbia. Because apparently the gentlemen's clubs, they don't actually get naked, or at least not as much
as a strip club. Gentlemen's club, you don't actually see. Is it still the same? You don't see titties? You don't see nipples?
One girl went topless.
Okay, so.
I think, no, a couple went topless. No, one was actually just straight up topless. The other one was like, she had stuff on, but it was like not mesh, like fishnet material at the top.
Right.
So basically she was topless.
It's supposed to be pointing tastefully. Out. Unclothed.
Fuck that. Yeah, that shit was so fucking. That shit was so not interesting.
So I'm gonna tell you.
But no.
Yeah, keep going. We ain't even started the first topic yet.
My homeboy.
Here we go.
My homeboy cousin took me to one, right? Because at that point I hadn't been to the strip club in a while,
right?
And I'm thinking, okay, at a strip club, I'm thinking maybe you see niggas you know around town, you right, dap right, them right. up. This dude walks into the strip club and daps up every stripper. It was like, my nigga, how often do you come here? And I was sitting there like, again, I was bored because nobody was getting naked.
Maybe it's Maybelline.
I just remember that was like, that shit was so fucking weird. It was like, bro. And I mean like hard dap. Like I know this bitch for like 20 years.
He said this nigga out here dapping strippers. In the strip club, he go in the strip club.
It was a gentleman's club.
He know all of them.
It wasn't a it was a gentleman's club. So you in
oh,
here,
I'm sorry, gentleman's club.
So you in here watching these chicks not get paying these chicks not get naked.
Oh, I see what I look like cross eyed sometimes.
Yeah, I was wondering what was going on with this now too, looking at that.
Oh, wait till I post that on Facebook.
But yeah, that's how I learned the difference between the gentleman's club and the strip club. That shit was like that shit was so weird. Like every few steps, this nigga dapping another girl dancer. I was like, all right, man. Oh, man.
All right, so for the first subject we're going to talk about today. Oh, yeah, I got to tell you my thing about strip clubs, though.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
So when I first started going to strip clubs, I was 15 minutes in, dude. We're going to have to take a break before we start.
All right.
So, when I first started going to strip clubs, it was in Virginia.
Right.
So, I was 17 years old when I started going. No, I was 18. Started going to strip clubs, but it was like gentlemen clubs because in Virginia, if they have undercover cops that walk through.
Yeah.
And if a girl so much as slide her bra to the side and her nipple pop out.
Yeah.
Oh, she getting arrested.
The fuck?
Yeah.
Be cool, so, Virginia.
But, so I was like, yeah, I used to go to strip clubs. I wasn't spending no money. Like, I would spend
That's how it was.
$5 in a strip club, right? And that $5 would be on pool. And I might buy some chicken wings and fries while I'm in there. And then I was with, I wonder if Pat was there. Pat might have been there. But I came home.
Pat took me to my first strip club.
Was it 7-0 Liquids?
I think he called them Mr. Lucky's.
Mr. Lucky's. Do you remember a strip club named either Seven or Liquids?
I don't remember their names.
All right. Yeah. So, I came home. And I forgot who it was with. I think it was with Pat Nam. I think Junebug was there too.
Fucking Junebug.
But and I'm telling this story knowing all of us grown, all of us married now. So I'm telling this story knowing that everybody's wife is cool with this shit. So if they ain't, ooh, but they are. I know them all.
Okay, because so, I want to make it clear that if Pat's wife ain't cool with this, Pat did not take me to my first strip club.
Oh man, I'm glad I don't smoke no more because I would not. be close to this mic right now.
Shout out to Pat.
But so it was different. So I walked in there. First thing I saw, I took out $150. I usually take out the $150,
yeah,
but I don't ever spend it. So took out $150, and this is like 18. Yeah. So take it out.
18.
I'm
sitting,
18. Yeah, I was 18.
Okay.
So I'm sitting by the. Thing, I'm like, oh shit, I'm gonna spend money tonight. Bam! So I'm throwing a dollar at a time out there. Might spend $10 on the main stage. I went to the side stage.
Yeah.
The girl I was just paying, I came out to the side stage, and her and this other girl were dancing together.
Yeah.
And then they both pulled out a double-headed dildo. One girl, they were just seductively playing with each other with the double-headed dildo,
yeah,
and start sliding it in one. And then the girl went on the pole, flipped upside down, opened her leg straight up. The other girl jumped to the top of the pole, slid that motherfucker on, and dropped down on that pussy. And double-headed dildo, I'm doing my hands to show Prince the way they were. But they were
I already got the
bam,
visual.
Bam, bam,
I already got the
bam,
visual.
Bam.
I hope you tipped them some more, man. They deserve
no,
that.
No, no,
no.
I lost all my money right there.
Yeah, they deserve that.
I lost all my money right there. And I went back to the ATM and refilled and lost all my money again. But
I would have tipped them on the strength of, I mean, I was just creative. You trying your ass
off. Yeah, that was
I respect effort, you know?
I don't spend that much money in strip clubs.
I told you my story,
but that time I spent more money than probably every other time together.
I told you that story about that one time the stripper tried to punk me.
How?
It was that same night, too, actually. Like that time that Pat didn't take me to my first strip club. it was my 20th birthday, I believe, and I had never been in one before.
Well, this should have been a Freestyle Friday, though.
Yeah, I guess. So, Pat... So Pat did not say, "Hey, it's your 20th birthday, man. Let's go to the strip club, right?" so we drove. I think it was Mr. Lucky's. Shout out to Mr. Lucky's.
Mr.
If it's still
Lucky.
Called that, or if it's still around. So when I got in without Pat, he did not cover me, and he did not say that, you know, he was going to look out the whole night. I was especially broke then. I was on probation, academic probation.
Mm.
So I wasn't getting no student loan, no like refund check. I think I got a refund check, but I didn't get no student, no, what's the thing where you work? When they pay you for working with like the department, so I wouldn't get none of that, right?
Okay.
So I was like super broke.
That's like level one or something. They call it one of them levels.
I don't know, they didn't call it that. I know they wouldn't fuck with me no more with the money wise.
Okay,
right?
Cool.
Whatever I wasn't getting from the state, I wouldn't get it from the state.
Mm-hmm.
But me, I'm still, this is my parents, I got my parents' cheapness in me still, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, man, I don't give a fuck if it's not Pat's money. I'm not, I ain't tipping no fucking body, right?
Right.
And I'm still, and you know, as far as I don't have trick written on my forehead.
Because
I can't talk it up, I don't want it. Not only I don't want it, but if I can't talk it up, I can't talk it up then, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, this girl was dancing. It was like two stages, the main stage and one smaller stage, right?
Mm-hmm.
And me and Pat, we weren't by the smaller stage at all.
You and not Pat weren't by the smaller stage at all.
And sitting there, I'm watching the girl on the other side of the room because, you know, she was more my type at the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of going to my light skinned girl thing. You know. But I looked to the right, where the small stage was.
Right, right.
And in the mirror, I caught her eyes. She caught my eye. I caught her. I don't know how the shit went down, but we saw each other in the eyes, and she just stopped. She like, y'all ain't tipping tonight? And I was like, hey, listen, man, this ain't my money. This ain't even Pat money either, because he ain't here. But, that's the kind of, so I didn't say that to her, because I'm like, man, fuck you anyway, yo. But I kind of threw up my shoulders and my hand, the Kanye shrug, right?
Right, right.
So, like, 5 minutes later, I'm still looking at the girl that was, like, on the other side of the room, and I had one of those moments of, like, impending doom. Like, you know when D-Bull's coming down the street? Dun, 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 yeah. Dun, 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 something said, Pretez, look forward. I look forward, and we, like, almost nose to nose, and she just shouted out, why you ain't tip me? I'm like, damn, bitch. I'm like, it ain't that serious. I mean, I guess it's serious for her, but shit.
Did she dance for you?
No, she just yelled at me.
Oh, yeah.
Like my first night in the club. It was like,
you know what they be doing that for, right?
What?
If you ain't put money out there, they're trying to get you thrown out the club for somebody to come in and tip them.
All right, well, fuck it. That happened later on, because, like, I think the second or third time I went to the strip club, the DJ started hating on me and my homeboys.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, he started talking about niggas ain't tipping. I'm like, man, fuck you, nigga. Oh, you getting paid.
Yeah, well, the strippers pay. The strippers tip the DJ, too.
Oh, well. Sucks to be him. But yeah, so that was like, no stripper just tried to punk me when I wasn't with Pat at the strip club. All
right, guys. We gonna take a break. And when we come back, we gonna be on subject. All right.
Shout out the strippers,
right, guys,
man.
No commercial break. This is it for us this week. We will be back next week. You can follow Prince at Massamusa the 7th. I am Holiday 4000, HOLIDAE on Twitter. You can follow everything we do on www.distractionnetwork.com. That will be our discussion show, our Freestyle Friday show, anything else that we put up on during this time off. And you can also check out our YouTube channel there as well. Until next time, take care, be safe, holla.
I'm focused on that finish line. Developing a strong mind. Years ago, they stopped making my kind. Yeah, I lose sleep, but it's alright, cause I'm on the grind.